And you know who was actually almost at that game? Our Tom Goldman.
It's a plum ticket to get into one of 12 stadiums showcasing Brazil's World Cup. But sometimes he can't be everywhere. So yesterday, the Sailor, a bar in downtown Sao Paulo, filled the void. It's a bonding thing to ooh and aah and cheer with strangers. And believe it, there was plenty of bonding going on at the Sailor. From the tying goal in the first half by Netherlands forward Robin van Persie, when he went horizontal in the air and headed the ball over the Spanish goalkeeper, to the pair of jaw-dropping goals by Dutch striker Arjen Robben, filled with dazzling ball-handling skills and blazing speed. Seriously, this guy looks like he could challenge Usain Bolt in the 100. After the deluge of goals zapped Spain with its worst World Cup loss since 1950, we chatted with a few of our fellow oohers and ahs. Pedro Matos is from Portugal, Sally McManus from Sydney, Australia.
No sane person would ever say that the Netherlands could win this by a 4-goal margin.
They were completely vicious. Like, when they got they just didn't hesitate. They were vicious.
Vicious against a team that has dominated world soccer for at least a half a dozen years before showing signs of vulnerability in a loss last year to Brazil in the Confederations Cup final. And now, the Dutch thwacking. Matos, McManus, and a third friend wore the yellow jerseys of Australia, which is in Spain's and the Netherlands' opening group. Tough group. But the three Aussie fans took heart in what they'd just seen. Again, here's Pedro Matos.
Spain was so bad. Their momentum now is so low. Their their esteem as a team is really low. So we might take advantage of that.
There's so much optimism at the start of a World Cup before reality sets in. Australia lost later in the day to Chile. Even the three buddies admit it's a long shot for the Socceroos to get out of the round-robin group stage. Also, Spain lost its first game in the 2010 World Cup, then won it all. Indeed, the end of this next month of soccer may not match the start, but if yesterday is any indication, it's going to be a thrill getting there. Tom Goldman, NPR News, Sao Paulo.